Simon Shin Ches, Siv Zayin, Gatina Lachas Amuksa. The Shulchan Aruch discusses a piece of pottery that was a kli, and it got broken before Shabbos already, but still has a function it could be used to cover a different kli, so you're allowed to carry it, even if you're in a place where there's no kelim around to cover. Mishnah Berurah explains, let's say in Rishis Rabbim or a Karmelis, a place where you can't carry outside, so there's no practical use of to use it to cover a kli or anything like that. Still, you know, still it's not going to be muksa because it has a teres kli, because it has a function that can be used in the house or in the chatzar to cover a different kli. So even though right now, where it's now, it does not have any function, but since in a different place it has a function, that's good enough, that's not considered muksa. Now let's say before Shabbos you threw into the garbage, then you're mevatel from the teres kli, since it already lost its original use as a kli, it already became like a weaker kli, a shvacher kli, and now you threw into the garbage, so it loses its teres kli, and now it does become muksa when Shabbos starts. As opposed to if we first threw into the garbage on Shabbos, then it will be different because Mashmashas still had a teres kli on it. The Ramah says, even if this kli is good for an ani for a poor person, but if it belonged to a rich person and the rich person has no use for it, he threw it in the garbage before Shabbos, it lost its teres kli. Something that's muksa for the usher is muksa lani also. Like we're going to learn more about that at the end of the simon. Then the Mechaber says, discussing over here a piece of pottery that originally was a kli, and even now, it still has some use for it. It can be used in some form or another to cover a different kli or something like that. As opposed to that, it has no shaykhs to be in kli. Tzureris, pebbles, avadim, rocks, you know, technically use them to cover a different kli, just like the broken piece of pottery. That's muksa, that's also the carry. Something that originally had a teres kli, and now its capabilities got cut down, but as long as it still has some function, it's not muksa. But something that never had a teres kli, so that's muksa. And the Ramah adds in that something that never had a teres kli, you can't metal to it, even if it's a hufoy, or it's Tzarech Mekaymai, not just Mechamel Tzel, it's Muktzmach Skufvay, has the same din as Muktzmach Sarin Kis, and you cannot move it at all. And Mishnah Berurah discusses various cases, a piece of wood, that technically you could stick it as a bolt to lock a door, or you could use it to prop up a cushion to sit on, unless you do some ma'aseh before Shabbos, to shtel levek, to make it into a kli, to show that you plan using it, or at least you miyachad it before Shabbos, that you're always going to use it, or something like that. It does not have a teres kli, it's Muktzah on Shabbos. As many people don't realize this, the fact that on Shabbos you saw you can use it for something doesn't help. If we weren't miyachad it before Shabbos, that permanently will have a function, or at least do some mice on it before Shabbos, it's muksa on Shabbos. A psilo wick is considered a kli, and even if you lit it before Shabbos and you blew it out, still since it's reliable now, has a teres kli, it's kli shalach l'isser, it's also move at mecham l'tzel, but it's mudra tzir tzakuv mekoyme. As opposed to the remains of a wick that have no future use, that's like tzir savam, like pebbles or rocks, you cannot move them at all. A candle, a wax candle that was lit during the week or previous Shabbos, and it was blown out, as long as it still could be lit, so it's klish malach l'isser, and Mishnah Berurah, that's what people say, they're allowed to carry a full candle of wax in order that the candle should get ruined, should get, or something like that, or you can have a goy light it. That's not really true. A klish malach l'isser can only move the tzarech mekaymai, or the tzarech kufay from mutlig to the tzarech. Back upon the place where people are coming from, is because a candle is considered klish malach l'isser, and is mutter to move the tzarech mekaymai, or the tzarech kufay from mutlig to the tzarech kufay. The Marksia, he's machmer that even a candle is asan metaltel. The tzarech gufa mekaymai doesn't have a teres kli b'chlal. But the standard shita on most achrenim is that a candle is klish lach l'isser can move the tzarech gufa mekaymai. Sivches any keli that ilah move on Shabbos, the dalsas, the doors of that keli that fell off the kli, whether they fell off on Shabbos or before Shabbos, they're not considered muksa and you could move them. It doesn't make a difference. The Shpur explains if they fell off on Shabbos, in the beginning of Shabbos, they're part of and attached to the original kli, or they fell off during the week. They still have a teres kli because since after Shabbos you can reattach them to the kli and they can be the door of the kli, they're considered part of the kli and the mutzim will talk to them like the din of the kli. If the kli was a kli shmalach l'hetter and can move machabel l'tzel, so even the delos of the kli, which right now that fell off, there's nothing to do with that on Shabbos, since after Shabbos it's unable to be reattached to the kli, so it's mutzim to move it even machabel l'tzel. Example the place to give nowadays, if someone's button falls off the suit jacket on Shabbos, if it's unable to be put back on after Shabbos, so then it's still. It's like the delos of the kli. It's to be put back and reattached to the kli, to the jacket, so then it's mutli metalta on Shabbos. As opposed to, if it's not to be put back on, you're not going to bother putting the button back on, then it could be as a status of muksa. Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about here the doors of a kli that fell off, because it's like an attachment, like a cover of a kli. But the door of the house or a window fell out, so even after Shabbos, they might reattach them to the house, but those are muksa to us to move, whether they fell off before Shabbos or on Shabbos to us to move. Same thing if you have a chicken coop and the door fell off, it's like the doors of the house, and now it's muksa on Shabbos. Which brings to the Magen Avraham, the Kehil, there are Muksa, they're broken Shabbos, even though right now it doesn't have the same status of Muksa, it was a Muksa Ksar and Kis that broke, so now it's not Machs Sarn Kis. You're not Machna Tis or anything else, but it lost its Chashivas. Still, since the beginning of Shabbos, and the status Mukhs Machs Sarn Kis is also Tuvah Tzarkuv Mukhaimai. It retains that status because Migus Katsarbin Ashmashis remains Mukhsa with that status all Shabbos.